presenting Frank Watanabe and the Honorable Archie. Between the Honorable Archie and the beautiful Cleopatra Martin came to an abrupt finish when the young lady confessed to Archie that she was married. The revelation was a great blow to Archie and has left him a sadder, if not a wiser, man. Today, by way of a change, we take you to the palatial office of Augustus Hipplewater. Captain Scudder is visiting him. Listen.
Yes, come in, Scudder. Come in, true friend, you know.
Yes, I will, Hipplewater, old shipmate. Thank you. Oh, say, Hipplewater, I hate it like the old Ned to come to see you in your business office, Hipplewater.
That is entirely all right, Scudder. Be seated. Yes, enjoy the luxury of that hand-carved, solid Bolivian teakwood $700 chair while I swing around and place you in my gyroscopic, non-upsettable, pure Moroccan leather swivel chair representing a cool thousand. Yes, cool thousand, you know.
Yes, that's my nice chair you got there, yes.
Scudder, did you have any difficulty getting past my various secretaries, both male and female?
Well, yes, sir. After I passed by the first seven, I never had no troubles. I did have trouble, though, past the first seven, yes. But after that, I never did have. You see, I told them I was a big buyer from up Nova Scotia way.
Yes, good, Scudder. Pardon me, Scudder.
Yes, go on ahead, Hipwater, and I'll just reach for one of them cigars of yours, yes.
Mm-hmm, yes. I must rubber stamp okay for delivery this tremendous sheaf of orders. I'm a great believer in rubber stamps, you know.
Yes, Sam, I didn't.
Yes, we've got tremendous business going on. We're doing an enormous business, Scudder.
Yes, I can see that. Dang it. I never did see so many orders. You okaying them all for delivery, are you?
Yes, okay for delivery. Yes, I never leave that to anybody else. Yes, there we are. There. Yes, I'm a busy man, Scudder. I can only give you 3 minutes. Now, what did you have in mind to tell me, true friend?
Well, sir, I guess you heard tell that there gal, what Archibald was sweet on, flew the ding-dang coop. Yes, I guess you heard about that.
Odd bodkins, I did not. Review the news to me, Scudder.
Well, sir, she's a long story, too blame long, I guess. And you're kind of busy, so I better come back another time, yes.
Pause, Scudder, pause, you know. Miss Snodgrass? Disconnect all telephone lines leading into my office, Miss Snodgrass. Yes, I'm in conference, you know. No interruptions whatever, Miss Snodgrass. Yes, that is all, Miss Snodgrass. That was Miss Snodgrass, Scudder.
Oh, was it? Yes, it was, I see. One of your secretaries.
Yes. Now then, Scudder, proceed.
Well, sir, as I said, this here gal, Miss Martin, what Archibald was as thick as molasses in winter with, well, Sir Archibald found out that the girl was married.
Oh, it's Bodkin.
Yes, that fella Martin was the gal's husband and not her brother, like she led Arch by the nose to believe. And Archibald just took it mighty hard, Hipplewater. Mighty hard, I say.
Yes, I knew that love affair would not last, Scudder. No, that girl was not in any way, shape, or manner the type of girl for Archie boy.
Oh, sure. That is right, Hipplewater. And say, it looks to me like this is your chance to bring your daughter, Cynthia, smack dab under Archibald's nose. Smack, I say, dab, and right now.
Yes. Great Scott, this is the psychological moment. I will catch Archie on the rebound. And after all, Scudder, my fair daughter, Cynthia, is the girl for Archie.
Oh, yes, she is, Hipplewater. Ain't no two ways about it. And I can't see why Arch don't snap her up just like a sea bass would a sardine. Jump and sand, please. You're willing to plunk $100,000 in Archibald's name when he marries your daughter, ain't you, Hipplewater?
Yes, I have been willing to do that for the past 4 years. I deposited in a special bank account. And with the accumulated interest, that makes, let me see. Shall we say, 5% compound interest, Gutter?
Yes, yes, that's about right, I guess, yes.
Yes, that makes it, let me see, the 2, the 5, the 000, yes.
Say, Hipperwater, what's 4 times 5?
Wait, I'll figure that in a moment. Let me do it my own way. Here we are, let's see, that's the... Then I carry through the second year, then the 000 and the... Great Scott, Scudder, do you know what $100,000 at 5% compound interest annually comes to?
No, I ain't got it quite figured out yet, Hipperwater.
It comes to $121,540.50.
Well, flapdoodle.
Yes, flapdoodle, you know. You know, Scudder, it seems to me that a man should be satisfied with merely the $100,000 as a marriage gift.
Well, if it was me, I'd snap at it like a mackerel gobbles up an anchovy.
Yes, Scudder, especially when the girl he is to marry comes from a very fine family. We Hipperwaters are a fine family, you know.
Oh, yes, ain't no two ways about it, yes. You know, I'd have thought that Arch would at least let it go at simple interest per annum, yes. 5% on $100,000 plain right through is $20,000. If you give him $120,000, he ought to be blame happy, I say, is the way I look at it.
Yes, that's right, Scudder.
Just because Archibald has a family title in England, ain't no reason for him to demand that there compound interest, Hipperwater.
Yes, that is precisely the view I take, Scudder. And now that this last love affair of Archie has fizzled out, Archie will, without question, rush into the arms of my fair daughter, Cynthia. Yes, he'll rush, you know. But I will not allow him to take advantage of my generosity by demanding compound interest on the $100,000.
No, sir, Hipperwater, don't you do it. Flapdoodle to Archibald in his English title, I say. Flapdoodle, I say.
Well, no, Scudder, not flapdoodle to that, no. No, you see, it has been my secret ambition to one day be the grandfather to a titled baby.
Oh, I see, yes, all right. But ding-dang it, Hipperwater, you got to put Archibald in his place and have a showdown right now. And I would tell him plumb out, flatfoot, that you won't give him no compound interest at no 5%.
Yes, this has gone far enough, Scudder. Miss Snodgrass? Phone the Honorable Archibald Chisabelle and tell him that Augustus Hipperwater and Captain Scudder are calling on him at once. And also, Miss Snodgrass, blow the factory whistle to notify all employees that they will have to carry on without me for the rest of the day. What is that, Miss Snodgrass? Yes, better. Good day, Miss Snodgrass.
Banks?
Yes, ma'am?
You better get these luncheon things cleared away in a hurry, will you?
What the for, please?
Mr. Hipwater and Mr. Scudder are calling, and I'm afraid my cold roast beef and Stilton cheese and salad might be a little too much temptation for Mr. Scudder.
Oh, yes, all right, please. My goodness, but Mr. Scudder are a piggy-wiggy, aren't you, but Archie?
Yes, if he sees food on the table, he seems to develop as many arms as an octopus, Bank. I've never known such a food grabber. And funnily enough, he has uncanny timing. Even if I change my meal time, he seems to know instinctively.
Oh, yes, Free. Oh, ho.
Isn't that amazing? Now, I'll go to the door, Frank. You just pop that cold roast beef, etc., into the kitchen, will you?
Yes, ma'am. All right.
All right, I'm coming. Don't be in a hurry. That's all. I'll be there. Hello, Hipwater. Hello, Scudder.
Hello, Archer boy.
Ah, there, shipmate. Ahoy there, shipmate.
I received your telephone message, Hipperwater. Miss Snodgrass called.
Yes, Archer boy.
Come on, Hipperwater, let's get right down here and have this thing over with once and for all.
Yes, got a true friend.
Yes, and what is all this? What's once and for... who?
Archer boy.
Yes?
You no doubt are well aware of the fact that exactly 4 years ago I made the statement that on the day you marry my fair daughter, Cynthia, I, Augustus Hipperwater, would present to you the sum of $100,000 as a wedding gift. You are well aware of that, Archie.
Oh, yes, rather. I've never forgotten that, you know.
Yes. Then, Archie boy, that $100,000 was deposited in a special bank account.
Oh, and it's been there for 4 years untouched. I suppose and earned quite a nice little packet of interest by now, what?
Here he goes, Hipperwater. Just what I told you. Just what I said.
Yes, Scudder. Yes. It's... Yes, yet. Archibald.
Well, yes.
Don't you think you are being a little unreasonable to expect that that $100,000 should bear any interest at all?
By Jove, no. You haven't been silly ass enough to leave $100,000 lying idle, have you? I mean, surely some interest is accrued.
Yeah, well, for instance, what interest, Archibald?
Well, I mean, at least 2.5%.
Oh, I see. You've come down off your high horse. See, you would not demand the 5%.
No, I think 2.5% is fair, you know.
Hey, now, looky here, Archibald Chiselberry, an arch with an eye with a bald eye and a chisel. Listen here, the Honorable A, Arch. If I was in your place, I wouldn't ask for no interest at all. No, sir, I wouldn't.
What on earth are you two talking about?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. After what Hippowater is willing to give you, then coming plumb out and asking for 2.5% interest besides this, just a little more than I can stand. Just a little more than I can stand.
Oh, I don't know, of course, but either one third or two thirds of this gathering is completely mad.
Very well, Archie boy. You keep quiet, Scudder. Yes. Say no more. You win, Archie. Name the day of the wedding, and my fair daughter Cynthia will fly into your arms. Plus 2.5% compound interest. You win, Archie.
Well, I'm dashed. You know, you've approached that subject to me in a great many ways during the past years, Hippowater, but that's the most cockeyed, stupid, fat-headed approach of all.
Explain that statement, sir.
Well, I thought, naturally, you were merely asking my advice about some money you had lying idle, you see? Whereas you were really raising another smokescreen for your comic daughter.
And so will you explain that statement also, sir?
Hippowater, you must know perfectly well, because I'm tired of telling you, I do not want to marry your daughter.
And that stuns me. Yes, I'm completely paralyzed. If you did not intend to marry my daughter, then why did you argue with me about the amount of interest?
I don't know. All I know is that I don't want your daughter.
Scudder, why did you tell me that it was just a matter of form and a matter of interest rate entirely as far as Archie Boy is concerned and his marrying my daughter? You said it was merely a matter of interest.
I never said nothing. You did it.
I did not.
You did so?
But Archie has no intention of marrying my daughter, Scudder.
But you said he did.
I did not.
You did so?
Archie Boy.
Yes?
There is something in Scudder and I will have to straighten out.
Obviously, I think there must be.
Yes, we're at sixes and sevens, you know.
Certainly are.
Yes, confusion. Now, Scudder, you led me to believe that Archie's wedding to my daughter was merely a detail.
I never did. You told me that.
I did not, Scudder. Great God. You're always misleading.
I'm not misleading. You're not.
Frank, did you hear that?
Yes, Bob.
Graco is not only interested in having you buy and lock ties, but wants you to know how to keep them. Put a tie rack on the back of the closet door. Hang your ties on it. It is the economical way to preserve them. Here's how to get one. Purchase a Graco and lock tie. Send the paper band and 10 cents to Graco, care of this station, and we will send you the best tie rack on the market. You will be surprised how hanging your ties takes out the wrinkles. Remember, Graco, spelled G-R-A-Y-C-O, care of this station. Thank you.